Yoshua Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf. So the people have been instructed in what to do, and now Vayora Ha'om. And so the people shouted. In this case, Yora, even though it sounds like Terua, means shouting with their voices. Vayisku Bashofaros. And at Yoshua's command, they're now blowing all of the shofars that, you know, when you hear 600,000 shofars going off at once, that's got to be a whole lot of racket. Vayhi Cheshmoa Ha'omes Kol HaShofar. And so it was that when the people heard the sound of the shofar, meaning the first shofar of the Kohanim as they were walking ahead, Vayariu Ha'om Trua Gedola, the entire nation, hundreds of thousands, are blowing a Trua Gedola simultaneously. Vatipol HaChoma Tachteha. And the wall fell in its place. According to the way the Gemara describes it, according to the way many Mefarshim describe it, it sank into the earth. Some say it was seven rows of stones and one row at a time as they were making their hakafos. But it completely vanishes underground as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised. Vayal ha'om ha'ira. And so the city rose up and went into the city, ascended into Yericho, Ishnegdo, without having to walk around rubble, without having to have any obstacles in their way. They just literally strolled right in wherever they were standing. Vayilkedu es ha'ir. And they conquered the city. It was that simple. It was that easy. Because everything had been done exactly right. And according to the Malbim, he points out that the only thing that did not fall in its place was the house of Rachav. As we had said earlier in the Sefer, the house of Rachav was partly built outside the city walls or the city proper, and so it did not fall the same way the rest of them did. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayacharimu es kol asher bo'ir me'ish ve'ad isha minar ve'ad zokein. And so the people did exactly as Yehoshua had commanded. Yoshua had said, it's all cherem, it's all forbidden. And so they treated as forbidden every man and woman, from young to old, v'ad shor v'oseh, even to the point of their flocks of oxen and sheep, v'chamor and donkeys, l'fi charev. All of them were put to the sword. Here we go. We destroyed the entire city of Yericho, even though none of the other cities of Canaan were going to be treated this way. First of all, it was Shabbos. And so because it was Shabbos, if you are mechal Shabbos to do any kind of malacha, the product of that malacha is usser. In a manner of speaking, this is the product of malacha Shabbos. And so as a result, it's forbidden since it did take place on Shabbos. Although all the conquest was accomplished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracle, so malacha hadn't been done by Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, some people say that Yericho was like Bikurim, like the first fruits of Eretz Yisrael, because it's the very first city that we conquer. Some say it had more Avodah Zarah than the other cities, and so it was kind of an Ir Hanidachas. As we're going to see, there's going to be a ban on ever rebuilding it again. V'hayisa tel olam, the Torah says, about an Ir Hanidachas, about an idolatrous city. And so this had some of that as well. Because it was conquered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength alone, without the Jewish people doing anything, that's another reason why it should be Hekdesh. It should be considered God's property. And so, Yoshua totally destroyed it and completely knocked it down. V'lishnayim ho'anoshim ha'meraglim es ha'aretz, Amar Yehoshua. And to the two spies he had sent, Pinchas and Kalev, earlier into the land, Yoshua told them, Bo'u beis ha'isha ha'zona. Come to the house, go to the house of the isha zona, meaning Rachav. And bo'tziu misham es ha'isha v'eskol asher lo. And take out of there safely the woman and all that is hers, kasher nishbatem lo, as you had sworn to her to do. It was their responsibility. They had made the oath. They had made the promise. They said, nafshenu sachtechem lamus. So it was rightful that they should then go and save her in person. Vayavo hane'arim hameraglim. Only now it calls them the young men, these meraglim, even though we know that they were very, very old men indeed. But they are called the ne'arim. Rashi says because this action needed a lot of zrizus. They need to get up with strength and speed and run like young men. So they immediately jumped to it. Vayotziu es Rachav, and they took out of the apartment that had miraculously not fallen, they took out Rachav, ves Avia, ves Ima, and her father, and her mother, ves Acheha, ves Kol Asher Lo, and her brothers, and everything that was unto her, which makes it sound like property as well. So not just the people, but everything was going to be saved for Rachav. A tremendous salvation for her based on her hiding these men when they had been in true danger at that moment. Ve'eish kol mishpachoseha hotziu, and her entire family they brought out. Vayanichum michutz l'machane Yisrael, and then they set them up. They placed them outside the Machane Yisrael. They were Canaanites who were spared, but they weren't brought into the encampment of the Jews. They were put outside the Machane. And the Radak says, until they converted. And once they converted, which they did, they became full Jews in every way. And in fact, according to many Mefarshim, eventually Yehoshua took Rachav as his wife, and her father's household became Migidole Yisrael, the Radak says, even though it said Los Hischatein Bam, that we shouldn't marry in with the seven nations. Rachav was different. And not only that, but the Radak suggests that maybe Rachav was not from the seven Amamin. Maybe she herself was a traveler into the city, and so she was permitted to convert and then become Jewish. So now we have taken the city. Everything is going well. Veha'ir sarfu va'esh v'chol asher ba. They burned down the entire city and everything that was inside it. Rak ha'kesev v'hazav u'chle ha'nachoshes re'abarzel. Only the metallic implements, the silver, the gold, the copper and bronze and iron implements, nasnu otzar beis Hashem, those they placed in the treasure house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know from the wars fought earlier in Sefer Bamidbar that Moshe commanded Elazar HaKohen that you could be metahar metal implements, and that they could then be useful. In this case, because the people aren't going to use them anyway, they become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's treasury. And an emphasis again that the Jews keep their promises. Rachav Hazona and her father's household, all that she had, Yehoshua permitted to live. Vateshad b'kerev Yisrael ad hayom hazeh. And so she came to live in the midst of Klal Yisrael, a direct reference to her conversion, until this very day, meaning permanently. Ki hechbia es hamalochim asher sholchi Yehoshua lo agelas Yericho. And why? On account of the fact that she had hidden and concealed the spies that Yehoshua had sent to spy out Yericho, the messengers, all of that tremendous zechus she got to keep with her. Pasuk Chavav, nearing the end, by Yashba Yehoshua bo'esahi lemor. And Yehoshua declared an oath. So this now is yet another step about how Yericho is going to be set apart from all the other conquerings that will be done by Klal Yisrael. This is not about the contents, because they've burned them already. Yehoshua declared an oath at that moment, Bo'esahi Lemar, Arur ha'ish lifnei Hashem, cursed is the man, be cursed before Hashem, that's a strong curse, is the man asher yakum uvano esoir hazos es Yericho, who will ever get up and rebuild this city, Yericho, bivachoro yiyasdena, uvitziro yatziv delaseha. With his firstborn child, he will lay the foundation of his newly built city of Yericho. And with his youngest, will he set up the gates, meaning the completion of the rebuilding of the city of Yericho. And this actually ended up being historically factual. During the days of Eliyahu HaNavi and the wicked King Ahav of the 10 tribes of Israel, a rich and powerful man, it's all written up not only in the Gemara, but in the Nach itself, in Sefer Melachim, named Chiel of Beis El, arose and rebuilt Yericho. He was a relative of Ahav, he was a general in the army. He tried to, as the Gemara explains, change the name from Yericho, Yud Resh Yud Ches Vav, ending with a Vav, to Yericho Yud Resh Yud Ches Hey, so he was keeping the letter of the law by not rebuilding Yericho, but he was putting it on the very site of ancient Yericho, and he was determined. He was rich, he was powerful, and he didn't listen to reason. And so as he laid the foundation, the Nach tells us that his firstborn son Aviram died, and he kept on going. He had five sons, and one by one they all died during the construction project. And finally the only one left was his youngest son, Shaguv, and finally he died as well. And Eliyahu was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and pay a Shiva visit. And Eliyahu went anyway. And he went to Chiel's house, and Ahav actually cursed out and yelled at Yehoshua, at Eliyahu at the time. And he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the phrase was arbitrary and cruel. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, "Oh, really? Well, then you're going to pay for blasphemy." And that's when the very famous famine started in Eretz Yisrael. No rain, no crops, nothing for three terrible years, as is related in Sefer Melachim, and finally ending with the phenomenally famous story of Eliyahu and the Nevi Habal building Mizbechos. Final pasuk by Hi Hashem es Yehoshua, and Hashem was with Yehoshua by Yehi Sham O Bechol Haaretz, and his fame spread throughout the land. This pasuk is listed as being Vav Chav Zayin. Others believe that it should be the beginning of Perek Zion, of the next Perek. So the Jews have entered the Holy Land. The Knanim have heard that the conquest is being accomplished through miraculous means. And now, however, Klal Yisrael is going to be a little overconfident, not realizing that they have sinned in the meantime.